T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
There's a big thing going on about a concert with Kesha and Macklemore last night in Detroit. Couple got up on stage and got engaged, and they got to go back and meet Kesha and Macklemore because they did this beautiful on-stage engagement.
Nice.
But the rumor is that they may have already been engaged, and they just did this to get up on stage and to meet Macklemore and Kesha, and it's kind of like a reenactment.
There's been going on a lot, people getting engaged at concerts, trying to get the artist's attention. And I think it's just a new fad.
I would do it if I could meet Bruno Mars. Like, in anybody in the audience, I'd say, I'm getting engaged.
Heidi would get engaged to Bruno Mars at the concert.
No, really, that would be the ultimate.
Okay, I'm sure your boyfriend is happy to hear about this.
I'd bring him with me. Jeff would understand. It's Bruno Mars.
Well, if that's your kind of thing, coming up with a scam to, you know, get something for free or to get treated special, here is one that I found out about someone that I know, and I'm not going to call them out on this.
Call them out.
But they are single, and they do a lot of clubbing. And it's a girl, and she has other girlfriends, and she keeps in her car a birthday sash. This is like some, you know what I'm talking about all?
Yeah.
It's like birthday girl. It's shiny. They will take that out and a different girl will wear it when they go out downtown or to bars or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And they say they get free drinks.
Oh,
and they can go from bar to bar. And as long as it's not the same girl every time, then they all get free goodies, and they go to one bar, get a free drink, leave, go to another one. They come in with an entourage, you know, birthday girl, and they get free drinks.
I have got to do this on my poker nights with the boys. You get me a sash that says birthday girl.
Right, birthday girl.
And all the guys will just rotate wearing it.
I think you guys will definitely get more than just free drinks.
Yeah.
You'll get free stares, too.
Yeah, we're okay with that.
I never thought of that.
Right, because maybe you're not a dishonest person.
I just never thought of that. But it's
so you are a dishonest person. You just never thought of that.
Yeah, she's mad at herself. She's mad at herself for not thinking about it.
I'm gonna get a crown too.
Yeah, okay.
So you can pretend like you're getting married.
Yeah.
So you could switch up, and that way you could, like, when everyone's had a birthday, then you can go get everyone engaged.
Yeah, but guys are not going to buy the engaged girl drinks like they would the birthday girl.
Well, true. It's not, but is it guys or is it the establishment?
Well, the establishments in a lot of cases, they will actually just, you know, like buy a round for the birthday party.
Who cares who it is?
I'm sure these girls don't care. Some of them even get cake. Yeah.
Like free dessert?
The problem is if you go to 5 different places and get cake, you ain't going to be able to get up the next day and walk.
You'll be single.
That's a scam. That's not nice.
It's not nice.
It's a scam if it's cake, but it's fine if it's drinks?
No, it's not nice anyway.
Now, have you ever bought the birthday girl or the bride a drink? Because I've seen them a lot downtown.
Right.
Groups of girls, they're all...
Not as a guy. Like, no. You know what?
Oh, you did it as a girl?
Yeah, as a girl, I did it a couple times. But not as a guy, I don't think, unless I might have been interested in someone else in the party.
Okay, like, I got you.
You know... You know what I'm saying? Like, if there's a hot girlfriend or something, like, oh, okay, I'll buy her a drink.
If
bridesmaid.
That's no different than any time in a bar.
People
buy good-looking girls drinks all the time.
The reason being is there's more action or more stuff going on with these clusters of girls coming in that are birthday girl.
Well,
it's more of a party, like, you know.
I think they go in, the club sees or the place sees that they have this birthday group.
Yeah.
And so that's like an excuse. Go, let's get around for the birthday group. And then they go to another place and they do that again. So if you think about it, first of all, you could do it once a year. I mean, well, that would just be on your birthday, and that would be legit.
Yeah.
But then you also got the group of people, so you rotate the sash around.
Yeah.
But what happens when the bouncer or the bartender says, I'm going to need to see your ID?
Oh, wow. That's when you go, don't tell my friends I'm lying to them. It's not really my birthday. That would be kind of awkward, but at least maybe you wouldn't get thrown out.
Oh, you naughty girl. You are a liar. You get a birthday spanking.
Woo! Oh,
how did this go there?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.